Welcome back to Embrace Your Personality.
Hi, this is your host Maria Khan.
So as you know, our earlier moments have been around a more general idea of finding oneself, exemplified by my own opinions on the respective matters. But you know, if you're dead, everybody knows it, except for you.
Same as when you are an idiot.
And who better knows you than your own best friend? Someone you talk to regarding those matters that you may not be comfortable speaking to yourself about. So here I am introducing you with my best friend, Dr. Asad Mehdi Rizvi. So yeah, he actually bribed me for calling him doctor, although he is currently studying his second year of MBBS. But hi Asad, how are you? Welcome to my podcast.
Hi Maria, I'm good. How's you doing? Your podcast is pretty cool and I'm really thankful to you for getting me here. But however, I wanted to co-host while you just wanted me to be a guest, though. Pretty much never mind.
So what do you think about my previous podcast?
Oh, they were pretty cool and like they were more of those podcasts where you just close your eyes, sit in isolation and listen to them. They were pretty cool, I repeat. Anyhow, but this one won't be like that at all since I am here, and this one will be the more active one. So get ready, guys.
Oh yes, I can surely imagine that. So as you guys know, in the last podcast, I discussed about MBTI and we just like went through it in detail. So here we will be creating analogy, as Asad told me that once he was done with watching my podcast, he actually was encouraged enough to go and actually go for the test. So Asad, would you like to tell me how was it and what were the results of it? You even didn't share it with me.
So it goes on like this, that the test, you can all of you can find it out on 16personalities.com. It's pretty much lengthy, but the time you invest in it, it's worth it. Since it tells you a lot about yourself, it turned out for me to be an INFJ. While I remember, Maria, yours is INFP. So yeah, we share three aspects. That is introversion for I, intuitive for N, and for F, it is feelings, which these three works for both of us. However, the J and P part goes on like that. I'm the more judgmental one, and while she is the more perceiving one. There's a subtype to it that is T and A, but I think that's pretty much a lot of details. So let's stick to the comparison between INFJ and INFP. What do you say, Maria?
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
So it comes on that introversion. Yeah, that's something we both can agree upon and that really helps us stick together.
Since we both are introverts and proud to be.
So we both really work this way, that we are always willing to live in our own shells. And we live, and our energies are directed towards staying inside. Unlike a lot of people that may love to go out, but our comfort zone is me coming to her place and she coming over to my place, and our own drawing rooms and bedrooms and nothing beyond that. Video calls. That's how we work. So yeah, the lockdown wasn't a pretty bad idea for us.
Yeah, we actually want to be like into our own shells and focus to our particular groups and not socializing much. So we'll move to the intuitive part, which we both are intuitive, and Asad will be sharing that how it becomes like a common to us, and I'll be telling you the conflict that we being both intuitives, what conflicts we tend to face. So yeah, Asad, what are the common points we share?
So being intuitive actually helps us understand when this next person is coming from a situation, and I can know if Maya in a certain situation took a decision. I know why she took it. Since I would have been there, I would have been taken the same decision, since I am as intuitive as she is. So it turns out producing a good amount of understanding between the two of us. We can come with our rants from the outer world, she from her own outer world, me from my own outer world, and then come together and rant about it, and the next person can pick our decisions and how we feel pretty easily, since we are both the intuitive ones. So when we take a decision, the other person can easily get that why that person took that decision. because ultimately none of us actually do a lot of sensible processes of, we just go for a conditioning that if certain thing happens, we would react in a certain way, and that's pretty much done. We don't make a lot of sense. We are not always making sense of what we are doing, but it, we make sense to the next person.
Yeah, and on the other hand, it becomes very difficult as we both are intuitive, and when it comes to our interpersonal relationships, it actually gets us to be a lot of conflicts. As for example, I do something and I do it as being intuitive and not thinking and not like calculating the pros and cons of the situation as any sensible or good person would have done that moment. I do not. And same as when I speak about that thing that, you know, I did that moment. So as it being intuitive, also be the intuitive and not like calculate for that moment. He doesn't calculate the pros and cons and he reacts. What is that is that when it comes to interpersonal relationships, it is something that we actually leads to things getting ruined, while we are good when it's with the other persons, with we dealing with outside with our like world. So Asad, I would ask you to talk about the other part, that is feelings.
So again, both being feeling oriented really helps both of us understand each other. With that said, I would want to share that how despite we both being the feeling ones, she feels things, I feel things, and we may think less and feel more in every given situation. However, despite that, it's very different. It may sound very simple to you, but when she thinks, when she feels, she feels it inside out, and when I feel it outside in. So that's a very different thing. Maybe it's easier said. I'll explain it to you a bit. It goes on like that. When Maria is talking about a problem, she'll actually talk about every single aspect of it, every single aspect of the problem, and her conversation would be always more problem focused. However, and like if there's a forest, she will categorize the trees and think about the trees. Unlike me, I would go for the big picture. I would think outside in. My so that actually ends up me thinking about like the grasp of the situation and moving out to the solution part of it, and not sticking to every individual thing that happens in that problem.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you, Asit. While you take the big picture and hence quickly move towards the solution of the problems, his conversations are actually like, I want to rant on things that this happened. I actually focus on identifying the problems that, you know, this happened, and he cuts me and I'm like, let me tell you the problem, you know, just don't move out to the journal solution. Just let me find the specific solution, while he is so solution oriented person that he just wants to skip the problem part and actually want to jump to the solution, like let's speak about solution. So this is what it happens sometimes. It is very like frustrating, but sometimes it actually helps me just not go again to the problem, and just as we narrate our problems, we actually go through them once again. So yeah, this is what he helps me to just run away from the problem and be positive about it and talk about the solutions that this happened. Now what further steps we can take about it. So yes, moving out to the other step, that is that Asit is judgmental while I am perceiving. So yeah, Asit, talk about it.
So it goes on like that being judgmental makes me overly planned, or more like it's sometimes like I would just sum it up this way, that I'm the more adaptive one and she's the more rigid one. So maybe rigidity can be used instead of rigidity, I can call it consistent. The thing is, when Maria gets into a situation, she's into that situation, and she would consistently be in that situation. If she focuses her mind on a certain thing,
I'm a good person.
Yeah,
sorry for interrupting you, but not even sorry. That I am, if I am good person, I'll stay to be good to you. I won't be bad, you know.
However, me is very adaptive, and that helps me work with the...
Yeah, he sometimes be very... Yeah, it works. Not letting me speak.
It works like this, that I am very adaptive, and since change is the only constant in our life, so I can adapt to all these changing situations in my life. However, Maria would be just very, very concerned. Okay, ye ho gaya, ye ho gaya, ye ho gaya. And I'm like, okay, ho gaya. Ab kya karna hai? Aage batao. Aage karna hai. Adapt karna hai her situation ko. And she's, that consistency can be called also rigidity. She's always rigid. She's very rigid about her rights and wrongs. That this is the thing and this is not the thing. This is the thing. This is not the thing. So it turns out very problematic. However, I'm like, okay, uske liye ye sahi hai. Mere liye sahi hai. Batao kya karna hai. So yeah, I think it. The other aspect of this difference is also reflected when I am a very absorbent person. I absorb others' feelings. I am very compassionate. On the other hand, Maria is into her own feelings. She'll view the world according to her own feelings.
So yeah, all of this collectively makes us how we may appreciate each other's existence, stay together while we be two different personalities who fit into their own roles while agreeing to disagree on the differences while we enjoy the similarities. So before we conclude things, Asid, I would like to ask you this one question. That is, what is one thing that you enjoy in our company?
Because of the fact that this company comes in very handy, so I'm always looking forward to it. This is one place I don't have to explain a lot of things. I can just come up and rant out, and I know the other person can completely get my intuitive part, my feeling part, my introverted part. If I feel such way, I won't have to explain it, because maybe it's not always making sense, which it doesn't actually. So, but she can understand it. So yeah, this company turns out to be my go-to place every time.
Thank you, Asid. It was really great to have you on our show. Here we come to an end of our episode. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes. Stay tuned, stay safe. Thank you. Thank you, Asid. It was really great to have you on our show. Here we come to an end of our episode. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes. Stay tuned, stay safe. Thank you.